right in the middle of a second date update. And if you're just joining us, Todd is on the phone. And Todd took a girl named Laura to mini golf for their first date. He said 95% of it was awesome, but there was a bad 5% when they got into a little bit of an argument about how they would spend the money if they won the lottery. Todd says he would spend it all on material things. Laura, bleeding heart Laura, says she would give it all to charity, and I guess they argued about that a little bit. Todd, I do know one thing. If you won the lottery, you wouldn't be having to do a second date update right now. You would have date options, that's for sure.
Right, exactly.
Now, if you guys go out again, are you going to be able to not bring this topic up?
You know, I don't really think so. Like, I think it's a good thing if we bring it up again and talk about it.
Really?
Yeah, it's an important topic, and I mean, after thinking about it a little bit, I mean, maybe I would give some to charity. Like, that can't be a totally bad idea.
Okay. Look at that, Todd. You do have soul.
Or he's just telling her what she wants to hear.
Oh, come on, Jubal.
So that he can get another date. All right. I'm going to dial her phone number right now and get your second date update, okay?
Thank you.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Laura, please?
Yeah, this is her.
Hey, Laura, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm fine. Who is this again?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Okay.
Which airs on the radio.
Duh.
I'm familiar with the radio. I guess I've just never heard of you guys, and I don't really know why you're calling me.
Okay, well... Well, we're a show that's on the radio, and we're calling you because we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update, and you went out with one of our listeners recently.
Which one? Who is this?
Whoa. So there's a lot of options?
Good for you.
Well, I mean, that's none of your business, but no, who? Like, was it Jimmy?
No, it was not Jimmy. We haven't gotten an email from a Jimmy yet about going on a date with you, but we did get one from a guy named Todd.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that Todd. Yeah. I remember Todd. That's what that sounded like.
He says that you guys went mini golfing.
We did.
And now he says you're not calling him back and he really wanted to see you again. What's wrong with Todd?
I mean, I don't know if I feel comfortable talking to you people.
Well, what can I do to make you comfortable, Laura? This is all about your comfort.
That sounded even creepier to me for some reason. How about we already heard his side of the story, so maybe it's your chance to tell yours?
Oh, so he told you his side of the story, did he?
Mm-hmm, he did.
What did he tell you?
Well, he told us that you guys went mini golfing, and he says that most of it was great, and there was one time where he thinks he might have upset you. Because you two were talking about lottery winnings, if you had won the lottery, and he said he would just buy a bunch of stuff, and you were saying that you would give it to charity, and he thinks maybe that's the reason you're not calling him back.
Oh, I mean, that's his opinion, and I don't agree with it, but I'm not going to not date him just because I don't agree with him.
Okay, so you didn't take it like as a red flag that it meant that he was materialistic and selfish?
No, I think most people would probably not want to give all of their winnings to charity. I mean, I think that's probably normal. Like, it wasn't like a good thing, but no, I mean, that wasn't the reason.
So if that wasn't it, then why don't you want to see Todd again?
So is it that he wants to see me? Is that what this is about? Is this why you're bothering me?
Yes, this is exactly why we're bothering you. And he wants to see you again.
Okay. That's super weird.
And if he can't see you again, he at least wants to know why.
Well, okay. That's fair, I guess. So he told you we went mini golfing, right? And that he's like a pro and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he said he was really good.
That like blew me out of the water. I didn't even know that those people existed.
Yeah, you went on a date with a pro athlete.
I know.
It's pretty cool. Well,
I mean, yeah. I mean, no, it is cool. Like, and I did think that was kind of cool. I didn't know it was a thing either. But we were golfing and we were having a fun time and he gave me some pointers and all that stuff. And I made a hole in one.
Awesome.
And he was like, yeah. But then he was like, hey, good job. And he smacked me on the butt. And I was like, okay, that's stepping over a boundary right there.
A little aggressive.
Yeah.
So you didn't like that?
It made me uncomfortable, you know, because like he's a dude. I'm a girl. I just didn't think it was appropriate.
Yeah, like, usually you should share like a first kiss before you go to butt grabs.
Yeah.
Usually.
Did you tell him that you were uncomfortable with that and to not do it again?
No, I probably should have, but I just kind of, I didn't want to, like, we were having a good time and I didn't want to, I just wanted to let it go because he's a pro. I don't know, maybe this is a thing they do. I have no idea. And I just let it go. But then at the end of the game, he did it again and he was like, nice playing with you. And like another little smack on the, and it just felt really gross and kind of horny. I don't know.
Good job holding that club, little lady. You earned yourself a booty slap. Not everybody gets one of those.
Yeah, it was just really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I can see how that works.
Wait a minute. I could explain what's going on if you guys give me a chance to just say, like, I could explain this.
You weren't supposed to jump in yet, Todd.
Yeah, dude.
Wait, what is going on?
Laura, that's Todd. He's on the other phone, wants to talk to you, and apparently has no patience.
Yeah, he's a little aggressive. I think she's right.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Because I could explain. Like, I'm just excited to, like, hear your voice again. You know, like, we had a good time. I just want to defend myself on that. Like, that's part of, you know, I didn't mean to cross a barrier that I shouldn't have, but that's just a part of the game. You got a hole-in-one, and I was excited for you. That's like, we do that in the league, and I know I probably should have said that, but it's just like part of the game.
That's
it's like a sports slap. Wait. Like when you're running out on the field and your coach gives you a little slap on the butt. Is that what you were doing?
It's just like in baseball. I'm sure you've probably seen people, like, you know, slap each other on the ass in baseball.
Yeah, those dudes fondle each other all the time. They fondle themselves and each other.
But here's the thing, Todd. Those dudes know each other. They're on the same team. Yeah. They've spent countless hours together.
I mean, we were already together for like 30 minutes, you know, and I just wanted to tell her congratulations and pop, you know?
No, okay, I'm not a guy, okay? 30 minutes is not enough time for you to be able to touch my butt. That's just not okay, and I'm not in the league with you. And girls don't understand why dude athletes do that anyway. Like, you don't see lady athletes smacking each other on the butt.
I don't know. I slap my girlfriends every once in a while, like, hey, good game, ladies.
Really?
I don't know. Why not?
Dang, Brooke.
That's really weird, and that's something you do.
It's out there. All right, so
you're not doing a whole lot of butt slapping then, Laura.
No, I'm not. And this is a date, Todd. Like, you crossed a boundary. And
I got you. I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable. You know, I wasn't trying to do that by any means. I was just getting really excited because you were getting really good at mini golf. We were having fun. We were laughing. Maybe I just misinterpreted the situation, but, you know, I would just like to get a mulligan here and go out on another date and, you know, try again and be respectful. Maybe we'll go out to dinner this time or something.
And after you finish your food, he can give you a nice pat on the butt and be like, good job. Laura, would you like to go out on a second date with Todd? We will pay for it.
I think
his butt slap was an innocent thing. I really do.
Yeah. And I feel like now he understands your boundaries. So maybe before he didn't get your boundaries.
I don't know.
But I tell you the next time we get together, I'll let you smack me on my butt twice just to get even. Just so that way,
hey, Laura,
we're starting off again on an even playing field.
Laura, you get a free date and you get two free butt slaps on him.
I have a feeling she doesn't want those.
I don't want to be smacked, and I don't want to smack anybody. No butt smacks on dates. Like, just no.
I think that's a fair rule, Todd.
I can adhere to that, all right? I got you. Butt slaps are off limits, and that's fine with me. I'm all good with that.
All right, Laura, so what do you say? Butt slaps off limits is the second date on. Will you go out with him again?
Well, obviously, Todd, you went through all this trouble to do this, and the second date wouldn't hurt. I had a good time other than the butt slap. So why not? Why not?
Yeah.
Yes. All right. You got a second date, Todd. Congratulations.
Woohoo. I just stood up and smacked my own butt.
Congratulations. I'm smacking it for you over the radio too. Good job.